This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store. Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it is high school tournament time here in the girls' section as the Newark Wildcats play host to the Dublin Jerome Celtics. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Happy to have you on this Wednesday evening as the tournament starts for the Lady Wildcats, who come in with a record of 15-7. Their last game 12 days ago, they took care of Reynoldsburg 73-33, just dominating that ball game, and their defense has been a story. 8 of the last 10 opponents have been held to under 50%, and they are also doing a great job here at Gary Walters Court with their record 8 wins in 10 ball games. They take on Dublin Jerome. They are the 17th seed. Newark is the 8th seed, by the way. Jerome comes in with a record of 9-13. They are 5-5 in their last 10, but have won 3 of their last 4, and on Monday the 16th, they defeated Harvest Prep 50-47. These teams met back on January 6th, and the Cats won at Dublin Jerome 62-52 in a good, convincing road victory. But throw that all to a side now. It's either win or the season is over. So they start their district run here in the semifinals tonight against Dublin Jerome. Up next, we'll hear from head coach Jack Pertell as the Newark Wildcat pregame show continues on the home of the Wildcats, K98.7.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville.
We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talent. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Welcome back to Newark Wildcats Basketball. We get ready to start tournament action as the girls entertain Dublin Jerome, joined by head coach Jack Pertell. Coach, you have a huge win over Reynoldsburg. Great ball game. That's how you want to end the regular season, and congratulations, you get 12 days off. So is that a good thing after a nice win, or how have you been able to manage these 12 days?
You know, that's a very good question, and we wondered the same thing going in. You know, and we did. I felt like the second half at Taze Valley and then the Reynoldsburg game were our best, you know, game and a half that we've played all year, especially in the half-court offense. With the new setup, you know, with the 12 days off, it's been, you know, we took a couple of days off. You know, we watched film one day. We got a couple extra lifts in with the kids and tried to shorten practice a little bit and make sure that we, you know, had our ducks in a row to get ready for this good team we have coming in.
And you want to balance that time off because it's still a young team, but it is a seasoned team because they know the difference come tournament time. So I'm hoping that alleviated maybe some of the concern.
I hope so. You know, and we've talked about this game from day one. You know, we talk about it, and I talk about it way too much, but this is, you know, it's the most important time of the year is right now. And, you know, and I tell the kids all the time, you know, people remember teams that make runs in tournaments and win district titles and get in the regionals, and then anything can happen. So hopefully we'll get, you know, we have a tough opponent tonight, and hopefully, you know, we'll play well like we were before the 12 days.
You got a win at Dublin, Jerome, right after the start of the year. You won that game by 8. I think you led by 9 at halftime, and they made a couple runs in the second half, but you never gave up the lead. For both teams, how much do you take away from a game that literally almost was 2 months ago?
Yeah, and I mean, we watched tape, and we had other tapes of them, and, you know, I think we both teams are much improved between, it's almost like different teams now than there was back in the early January. You know, Callie had a monster. She had 19 points in the first half, and, you know, I'm sure that they're going to try to do something to, you know, to stop that this time. But, you know, hopefully the other kids can pick it up a little bit and, you know, we'll have some balanced scoring and, you know, guard them.
I watched a little bit of that game, too, this week, just trying to reconcile what happened. And she did have 19 points, and I thought in the third quarter she tried to get more people involved because they were keen on her. So, again, it's her understanding of what is needed on the floor.
For sure. And, you know, Elena Hand hit 3 threes in the first half that got us going. And then Leah had some threes. And, you know, Emma's Emma, and, you know, she had a lot of rebounds. And I'm hopeful that, you know, in spite of that, they had 12 days off, too. So, I mean, we're kind of both in the same boat, and they had to travel over here, and I'm hoping that our little home court advantage will pay off.
And I have to think one of the keys, I love her aggressiveness, but keeping Emma out of foul trouble, especially in that first half. How do you want that energy, you want that emotion, but we got to have her on the court, Coach.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing that keeps me up at night sometimes, Brian. You know, none of them are getting foul trouble. You know, hopefully you'll go out and play smart, play hard, and make good decisions, and, you know, stay in the game. So we don't have to do a lot of bringing them out.
And last question. Again, you got 60 on them. They seem to want to be a low-scoring team. I think they average about 45. So do you, again, use your pressure defense to try to get this more of a track meet?
Yeah, we would like to score in the 60s again. Okay. I think even the 50s would be okay with me. I know they had just played on Tangi not too long ago, and it was like 37 to 34. It was real low scoring. And I think they beat us like 35 to 32 here last year. You know, so I guess, you know, that'd be nice if we could. They're real patient on offense. They're going to set a lot of ball screens, and we worked on that for the last 12 days. And so, you know, hopefully it'll pay off for us.
Let's get the run started.
Yes, sir.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
This winter's been rough. Cold mornings, snow piling up, roads that are both slippery and wet. You're tired. But is your car tired yet? There's a lot of winter left. If your traction feels sketchy, stop putting off getting new rubber. Ohio Tire Sales in Newark has tires for cars, trucks, farm equipment, and fleets. Installed by people who know tires inside and out. Drive safer. Stop by Ohio Tire Sales under the bridge near Everett Park or visit OhioTireSales.com.
Dutchess Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutchess location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutchess location or mydutchess.com. Dutchess, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Baer with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store. Ross Granville Market.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. February is Children's Dental Health Month. The American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends your child's first visit should be no later than age 1 or 2. Oral myofunctional disorders can be caused by poor oral habits. If you are giving your child a pacifier, stop it by 6 months and say no to sippy cups. They both cause negative swallowing patterns. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at mcmillandental.com.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Newark High School. We get ready for tournament action tonight. The Newark Lady Wildcats hosting Dublin Jerome. This is Central District 5. Winner of this game will play the winner of tonight's game between Grove City and Lancaster. And that game, that'll be the district championship, will be at 1 Saturday afternoon at Ohio Dominican. And both these teams have played Grove City and Lancaster, both lost to Grove City. Cats swept the Golden Gales in OCC Buckeye action, while Jerome did lose to Lancaster 57-50 right after the first of the year. We are getting ready for the starting lineups for both teams. And starting up will be Heidi Kalbrowski. Also in the starting lineup will be a couple of sisters, Emma Weatherwax and her sister Kate Weatherwax. And this will be a tough one for me to pronounce. And I know back at the station, Alyssa's going to have fun making fun of me. Meadow Alivovic, I believe, is how we pronounce that. And Kendall, and checking that, the other starter will be Lennon Hawk, a freshman. So it's Hawk, Weatherwax, Kazubowski, and Ajibovic. Yep, I know she's already laughing. For the Lady Wildcats, the same starting five that we have seen for the first 22 games of the season. Emma Quackenbush, Callie Geller, Leah Eckenrode, the top three scorers on the team, along with Elena Han and Misa Fauci. So Fauci, Han, Quackenbush, Geller, and Eckenrode will start for the Newark Wildcats. As we get ready for the tip-off, first let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Cats in their home white with the crimson red trim. They'll be going right to left as we start this contest. Jerome in their visiting black with yellow. Quackenbush will jump center for the Cats. And we are set to go for tournament action. Newark and Dublin Jerome, happy to have you with us on this Wednesday evening on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7. And the opening tip is controlled by the Cats. Kelly Geller brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Han. Now over to Quackenbush on the right side. Emma up top, Eckenrode. Leah fires a three around, no good. Fauci battles for the rebound, but it will go out of bounds and over to Jerome. Good opening possession there for Newark. Got a good look. And hopefully those will fall as the night continues. So Jerome has the basketball. Newark starts out in man-to-man defense. With the ball is Kate Weatherwax, and here's a three on the way. No good. Battle inside. Quackenbush gets the rebound for Newark, and her pass is knocked away, and a steal by Jerome. Geller battles for it, but is unable to get it. And here comes Dublin Jerome. So we are scoreless, just about a minute in. Cats putting good pressure defense right now on Dublin Jerome. Kate Weatherwax gives it off to her sister Emma. Back to Kate. She's at the top of the key. Spins to the right elbow. Looks inside. She finds Hawk. Puts the shot up. No good. But she gets her own rebound and they'll reset. 0-0, 6:45, opening stanza. Rajivovich gives it off, and the layup goes up and in for Kate Weatherwax, and that makes it 2-0 Dublin Jerome with 6.5 to play, first quarter. Geller over to Quackenbush on the right side. Jerome also man-to-man. Emma between the legs, dribble now to Ekron Road, right elbow Geller. Callie looks to take it up strong and scores. We are tied at 2. And a 3 on the way is no good. Rebound by Ekron Road. Leah gives it off to Quackenbush. Emma will bring it across the timeline. Looks for someone to get open. Now she'll take it to the right side. Hand has it. She'll dribble to the left. Over to Geller. Geller out front. Here's Elena. On the left wing, outside the arc, inside Quackenbush, good post inside, shot no good, but Ekron Road gets the rebound, tried to feed it into Geller, loose ball, and Jerome gets it. That was a tough pass right there as Callie had two people on her. Here's a 3 on the way, and it is up and in for Jerome. And that would be Kate Weatherwax again. She's got all 5 points, 5-2. Celtics lead it with 5:25 to go, first quarter. Quackenbush, double team, tried to get rid of it, and Misha is able to get the loose ball. Lopes up Ekron Road for a 3, around no good, and the rebound by Jerome. And they'll look to run. They won't look to run off him, but they will now because it's a 3-on-2, and it will work. Ajivovich gets the basket, and it is 7-2. Jerome starts out strong. Keller across the timeline, hands it off to Quackenbush. Emma left wing hand. Hand, looking to go left baseline, nothing there. Ekron Road, top of the key. Leah, now to Misha Fauci, out front. Now Geller, left wing. Callie will take it into the paint, gets by, puts it up and in. That is what she does as well as anybody in high school basketball in this state. Take it to the rack, 7-4, Dublin Jerome by 3, 4.5 opening quarter. Ajivovich looks inside, wide open, shot no good, but a foul on Newark. Emma Weatherwax was wide open in the paint, and Elena Han had to foul her, and that'll be her first team foul, number one. 4:26 to go, first quarter. We'll take a break. 7-4, Dublin Jerome leads it on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Kate, 98.7.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
While we were away, two foul shots were made by Dublin Jerome, and then we had a jump ball in the alternate possession. Goes over to Jerome. And the Cats, a sluggish start to say the least. They're trailing 9-4. With 4:11 remaining in this first quarter, Jerome coming out with a lot of emotion and enthusiasm and aggressiveness. And we do have right now a player that is looks like a bloody nose for Jerome, and it is Meadow Djibovic, who they're going to try and see if they can stop it. So we will have a stoppage of play right now. But Newark, just a couple of turnovers, a couple of missed shots, just not on their game at the moment, and that's why they trail 9-4, and you just wonder if that 12-day layoff is playing a role in this slow start. Again, the winner plays the winner of Grove City Lancaster Saturday afternoon at Ohio Dominican. On the boys' side, they will start their tournament run March 3rd, so they have a long layoff as well. And they will be hosting Delaware Hayes here at the Jimmy. Right now, that game is scheduled for March the 3rd. We'll have the pregame at 6:45 and tip at 7. What might change in regards to that is if the girls win tonight and Saturday, they're also scheduled to play in a regional on March the 3rd. So we'll see what happens on the boys' side. There might be a change. There might not. We'll know and let you know as soon as we do. All right, I think we're set to go now. And Jerome will inbound it, and they now will face a Newark pressure defense as the Cats trying to change the momentum here. Jerome does break the pressure, fires up the jumper. It's going to be way long, and rebound knocked around. Who gets it? Jerome does. They're getting all the loose balls right now. And the basket by Kate Weatherwax. She's got 7 of her team's 11. And they are up by 7 with 3:40 in this first quarter. Geller, back door to Quackenbush, but the pass is stolen. Emma Weatherwax gets the steal there. Cats just completely out of sync right now. Here's a 3 on the way, and it's an air ball rebound by Geller. Cats trying to push. Callie, see if she takes it all the way. Takes it through, and they're going to call a travel. .325 first quarter, 11-4. And Ajivovich is back in, so she's all right. Got the bloody nose stopped. Again, these two teams met on January 6th, and the Cats pretty much led throughout, led by 9 at halftime, went on to the 8-point victory. Right now, with this one starting out a little bit different. Kajabowski puts it up and in. 13-4. They've had 4 different players already score in this contest, and this lead is up to 9. Quackenbush, a contested 3, no good. And a rebound by Dublin Jerome. I know I just said it, but it is true. They are completely out of sync right now. That being Newark. 13-4, the Cats trail at 2:40 first quarter. And shot is up and in. Ajivic. Timeout, Newark. We'll keep it here. 15-4, Dublin Jerome. And this is a team that averages 45 points a game. They're on their way to eclipsing that big time. They're coming out with just so much aggression, reading the passing lanes, doing everything they need to do. And that's why they have an 11-point lead. And coach is kind of letting the girls have it at the moment. Let's just go out and play. I'm sure that's what he's telling them. Because right now they're tentative and not running their offense at all. It's a doubleheader night of hoops here on Kate 98.7. Following us, big game for the Ohio State men's team as they travel to Iowa City to take on the Hawkeyes. There's an opening now for March Madness for the Buckeyes, with Indiana losing their third straight to in the Big Ten and losing to Northwestern last night. The door is open for Ohio State to take that position in the NCAA tournament if the Buckeyes can finish strong. If they could get a road win tonight against the Hawkeyes, that would be mammoth. So we'll have that for you right after our ball game, if I can tell you. Ohio State and Iowa here on the home of the Buckeyes, Kate 98.7. All right, after the time,
Dutch's Convenience Store. You're
with 2.5 to go in this first quarter. 15-4. Geller has it. Callie takes it in, loses the handle. I think that is the 4th straight turnover. Here comes Jerome. Again, they're pushing and shot no good. Rebound by Geller inside. I think they're running a lot more than what Newark thought. Geller, top of the key. Left wing, it's hand. Now Eckenrode. Leah takes it to the foul circle. Has it knocked away, but they will call a foul on Dublin Jerome. See who the foul they're going to whistle that one on. It will be on Kajivic. That'll be her first. Team foul number 1. Nice inside play. Up and in as Quackenbush found Eckenrode. Got the shot and has a chance for a 3-point play. Maybe that'll be the spark to get them going. So Eckenrode gets her first 2. Cuts the lead to 15-6 and has a chance for the 3-point play. And gets it. Foul was on Hawk, by the way. So team foul number two. Akron Road hits the foul shot, 15-7. Keeping the pressure on. Bajewicz gets by it, no problem. Here's Weatherwax in the corner, shot no good. They get the offensive rebound, knocked away, ball on the floor. Who's it going to go to? It'll go to the Cats. So they get the defensive stop, see if they can get back-to-back scores here. Plenty of time for this team to rally, and they have done that. Remember the Lancaster game a couple weeks ago. They trailed by 9 at half and rallied for the 4-point victory. So this team not out of it by any stretch. They'll come back. Geller cut off. Here's Fauci. Now Eckenrode. Leah takes it in. Finds Geller. Shot up and in. Good ball movement. Now they're starting to settle down a little bit. 15-9. Weatherwax. Ojevic. 107 to play. Kalbowski over to Ojevic. She'll drive baseline. And here's a three on the way. No good. Rebound Fauci. Under a minute to play. 15-9. Cats on a 5-0 run here. After trailing by 11, got it down to 6. Quackenbush. She'll dribble to the right. Now bring it back out with 40 seconds. Emma keeps her dribble going out near half court. Now over to Geller, left wing. Callie, down to 25 seconds. Hands it off to Han. Han, in trouble, got to get rid of it, and she does to Quackenbush, left wing. Emma looks to take it into the paint, puts up the runner. No good rebound, though. Elena kicks it out to Geller. Now to Fauci with 9 seconds. Here's Han. Han. Over to Geller, and they call it travel. That was good defense by Jerome on that possession, and they'll get a chance to have the last shot of this first quarter at 4 seconds to play. They'll have to go the length of the court, and the Cats will put on their pressure defense once again. And Jerome will get it to half court, launch from 3/4, off the rim, almost went in. Good start for the visiting team. Cats have some work to do, trailing 15-9 after 1 quarter on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, K98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one-stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive through away. Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Slow start for Newark in the first quarter, but they do end with a mini 5-zip run to cut an 11-point lead down to 6 at 15-9 as we start second quarter. Lady Cats have the basketball with Quackenbush out front. Over goes to Fauci. Misha will launch a three. Nope, off the back iron. And the rebound by Dublin Jerome. Kalbowski has it. As Newark will continue to do this man-to-man defense and try to get more stops. Here's Weatherwax looking inside. Shot up and in. And a chance for a three-point play for Dublin Jerome. Ajivic got her 6th point and a chance to make it 7 and the lead back up to 8. Fouls on Geller, her first. Team number 1 in the second quarter. Foul shot. Good. 18-9. Again, the Celtics have won three of their last four, so don't just look at that 9-13 record. They're playing good basketball here at the end of the season. So have been the Cats, winning 8 out of 10. Eckenrode, bullseye. Leah drains a three, 18-12, back to 6. Eckenrode now with 6 points. Her and Callie each have 6, which encompasses the 12 points. Shot no good, but another offensive rebound. Shot missed again, and Quackenbush gets the rebound. And here comes Newark, trailing 18-12. We were tied once. Otherwise, it's been Jerome leading the whole way. Geller, left wing, hands it off to Emma. Quackenbush, nothing open. Fauci over to Han. Elena, now to Eckenrode. Quackenbush, open three, in and out. Four bodies hit the floor and no call. Here comes Jerome. They usually do let him play in tournament time. Here's a jumper at the foul circle, and it is good. That's Emma Weatherwax. She's now got 4. Ajivich has 7. Weatherwax has 7. Kate, that is. Emma with 4. And a near steal. It'll stay with Newark, trailing 20-12. 6:01 to go. Side out in front of the Jerome bench for the Cats. Quackenbush into Geller. Callie calls out the play way out front. Wants to see some motion, and nobody's moving. Now here they go. Fauci over to Quackenbush, top of the key. Misha launches a three. Nope. And the rebound by Jerome. They're giving her that shot. It's just a little bit too long. It looks real good, but it's not gone in, and yet it's going in for Jerome. Three-pointer by Lennon Hawk, the freshman, and it's right back to 11 at 23-12. This is a shocker right now. Cats coming off a game they scored 73 points, and right now they're down by 11 and only have 12 on the board. Make that 14. Geller with a sweet move inside. 23-14. Stops a 5-0 run by Jerome. And we'll have a foul on Misha. And it'll be her first. Team foul number 1. Side out for Dublin Jerome. Ajivich has it out front. Dribbles to the right side. And we have almost a steal, but Hawk is there to get it. Sydney Kish has checked in for Jerome. Ajivich calls out the play. They can be patient now, up 23-14. She looks inside. That is a beautiful pass, and it's up and in, and the foul. Ajivich finds Emma Weatherwax for the hoop and the harm, and right back to 11 with a chance to make it 12. Fouls on Fauci, and that'll be her second. Jerome is doing whatever they want to at the moment, and the shot is up and in from the foul line. So this is the largest lead now at 26-14. 4.5 to go before the break. Eckenrode almost has it knocked away. Kish is all over her. Here's Geller, left wing. Callie gets a pick, takes it into the elbow, puts up the runner, gets the shooter's touch. She's keeping them in right now. She's got 10 of the team's 16. 4 minutes remain. Here is a deep three, no good, but another offensive rebound for Jerome. They're getting multiple opportunities on the offensive side, and they're taking advantage of it. Layup, good. Kazabowski gets her fourth point, 28-16. 3.5, second quarter. Here's Han, left wing. Elena had 9 points in that first matchup that Newark won. Quackenbush, nice pass inside, but it's knocked away. Geller does retrieve it. Callie then looks to take it up strong, no good. And there will be a foul on Jerome. We'll take a timeout. 3:17 to go, second quarter. Newark trails 28-16 on the home of Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Geller hits both foul shots. She's got 12, but Newark trails 28-18 as we come up on 3 minutes to play, second quarter. Jerome has just been in control since the start. Majevich, right wing. Keeps her dribble. Brings it back out near half court. Now takes it over to the left wing. Here's Kish on the right side. Quackenbush knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Jerome at 2:45, second quarter. Goal right now is to get this thing under 10 before the break. Baseline out of bounds. And it's Ajivic inside. Shot missed. Rebound by Newark. That was a wide open opportunity. Newark got a break. Let's see if they can capitalize. Quackenbush, left side, takes it in, puts it up, no good. Geller, rebound up, yes. And I think they called a foul late. They did. So Geller gets a chance for the conventional three-point play. Cuts it down to 28-20 with 2.5 remaining second quarter. Callie with 14. Only other player to score is Eckenrode, and she has 6. Geller at the line. And it's off the iron, no good. Eckenrode, good rebound, puts it up, puts it in. So it ends up being a 4-point play, and the lead down to 6, 28-22. 2:15 remains second quarter. See if Newark can get another defensive stop here. Three on the way, no good. Fauci battles inside, rebound though, up and in. Ajivic one more time. Too many second chance opportunities. She's got 9, 30-22. Quackenbush has her pass knocked out, and it will stay with Newark. Baseline out of bounds. Emma will inbound it along the baseline with 1:55 to go. Second quarter, Cats down 30-22. Here's Geller back to Quackenbush, left baseline. Emma has it knocked away. It'll stay with Newark. Coach Bertel calls out the play. I don't think anybody was thinking Dublin Jerome would have 30 points before halftime. Geller gets on the inbound pay. Pass shot no good. And a rebound by Jerome. 30-22. Majevich out front. Inside, wide open. Shot no good. Quackenbush, another rebound. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Dublin Jerome 30, Newark 22. Emma yet to score in this one. She's tried to be the facilitator. Geller's been the main weapon with 14. Eckenrode out front. Tried to hand it off to Quackenbush, and it's stolen by Tish. Lead ahead, Ajivic puts it up, no good, but another offensive rebound, but they missed the layup and the rebound by Eckenrode. Oh, again, golden opportunity there for Jerome, but they miss a bunny inside. 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Newark down by 8. Geller takes it to the left side. Here's Hand with it, left side. Fauci, top of the key, and coach wants to call a 30-second timeout and run a set play here before we get to halftime. 30-22, Newark trails by 8. Of course, last year, Cats won here, and then lost in the district final to Liberty in a heartbreaker at the Coliseum. Trying to have a little bit deeper run with this group. But right now, just scratching and clawing, trying to get this one a little bit closer before we hit halftime, trailing 30-22. 2 years ago, Jerome won here by almost that score, 37-32. So their up-tempo, I think, has caught a lot of folks off guard here. Lily Byes will check in for Newark. So it's Fauci, Byes, Geller, Han, and Quackenbush for the remainder of 40 seconds in this second quarter. And it goes to Geller. Callie out front to Quackenbush, right wing, outside the arc. Emma looking inside, nothing there. She'll drive now to the top of the key, back to Geller, 25 seconds. Callie looks to take it in, good pass. Fauci a three, got it! Misha with a big three, and it's down to five, as close as it's been in a long time. 30-25 with 10 seconds to play. Najivic, left wing. Here's a deep three. Nope, it hit off the back of the support for the backboard, and so Newark will have a chance with 4 seconds to go. 30-25. And it goes to Quackenbush. 3 seconds. Two, Emma from half court. Off the iron. Almost went in. But maybe a spark there by Misha hitting that three-pointer as it cuts this lead down to 30-25 as we reach halftime here at the Jimmy. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, TrekBeer.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 63 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anybody because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Fenway Elite is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Federal Elite will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School Basketball on KATE 98.7.
We are at halftime in this district semifinal between Newark and Dublin Jerome, and the visiting Celtics lead this one 30-25. They really started this one off strong in the first quarter and led 15-9 after one. Lead got up to as much as 12 points in the second quarter before the Cats started to make a rally and got to within five here at the break, 30-25. Callie Geller leading the way with 14 points. Leah Eckenrode has 8 points. And Misha Fauci with a big three near the end of that first half. She has 3 points for Newark. Leading the way for Dublin Jerome with 9 points, Meadow Ajivich. Kate Weatherwax has 7. Also 7 for her sister, Emma. 4 points for Heidi Chesabowski, and 3 points for Lennon Hawk. So they've got 5 players that have already scored in this ball game, and like we've talked about, they average 45 a game. Right now, they're at 30. So we'll see what adjustments Newark can make here at halftime. And again, as well as Dublin Jerome played, they're still only up by 5 here at the break. Our halftime continues now with our halftime segment from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
Back on February 3rd, a pair of Ohio lawmakers introduced House Bill 661, which seeks in part to ban high school student-athletes from receiving compensation tied to their name, image, and likeness when it is connected to participation in interscholastic sports. The bill needs to make its way through the House before going to a vote. Back in November, Ohio High School Athletic Association member schools voted to allow name, image, and likeness for high school and middle school athletes. Stephen Wright will be my guest. He covers Southwest Ohio and Dayton area high school sports for the Dayton Daily News. We'll discuss the impact of NIL at the high school level. That's next. This is the Ohio News Network.
In Ohio, public education matters, and every day Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to call for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child can thrive. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing, and on behalf of our nearly 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio, and Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
Ohio has over 920,000 diabetics. If you are a diabetic, take a step in the right direction by having your feet checked routinely by a podiatric physician, the most qualified doctors to care for your feet. Adding a podiatrist to your healthcare team can help you better manage the effects of diabetes on your feet. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. Stephen Wright is my guest. He covers Southwest Ohio high school sports at the Dayton Daily News. Stephen, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on a current discussion at the Ohio State House, a bill that would ban NIL at the high school level. The player who brought about the lawsuit that triggered the Ohio High School Athletic Association vote was from your neck of the woods. What do you make of this three-month NIL saga, and what do you expect to be next in the debate?
It was very interesting to hear that this was the path of some of the lawmakers are going down to essentially see if they can get NIL repealed by the state, even though the majority of schools did vote for it this time around, whereas 3 years ago it was the complete opposite when this was first brought up to attention. Jameer Brown, who was a football wide receiver originally at Wayne High School, he is the person that was at the forefront of bringing in all this new push to be able to say we are going to have NIL here in the state of Ohio for high school athletes, where everybody can have almost like similar privileges to what you are seeing now at the college level. He reportedly is going to be moving schools into the Columbus area for next year in preparation for his 2027 move to the Ohio State University to play football there. I'm not really sure overall what we are going to see, though, from what this new legislation has been pushed in. really going to have to see how many people back it, what the actual language of this reads, and just kind of see what the overall idea is to say, don't potentially want this for high school athletes. It's going to be interesting to follow.
Stephen, in your coverage of high school athletes in the Southwest Ohio and Dayton region of the state, since I guess November, deals or discussions have you had with athletes who have agreed to or discussed NIL deals?
You know, it's really just been Jameer Brown at this point. I do believe there have been some other athletes in the state that have reported deals to the OHSAA as they need to once they enter into them. The state is not releasing those names, the last that I read. And so we are not quite sure, you know, who else out there might have them, but I have not yet encountered anybody else from the Dayton area. What I do think NIL is going to be great for is maybe not necessarily like the big money deals or something like some people might believe, you know, it's going to be going around and you see all the time at the collegiate level. Definitely some ability to promote within communities for some of these athletes, get their face out there to say, hey, like, I want to be able to represent where I'm from, what I like about where I live, some of the local businesses or just kind of anything else that they, you know, opportunities that can come up. Do stuff, you know, bringing it back to the communities as well, much like Brown did for one of his first NIL ventures, which was a Thanksgiving food giveaway for area residents. That was a really big hit. There's going to be so many multiple ways that NIL could really benefit, and I again, will be really interested to see how we're going to see like this play out here over the next weeks, months, however long it takes.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. For juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, the delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Explore healthcare careers and education pathways by attending the Healthcare Expo on Thursday, March 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Hopewell Hall on the Central Ohio Technical College campus. Sponsored by Licking Memorial Health Systems, COTC, and CTEC, attendees will receive information on educational courses and job opportunities in the healthcare industry. For more information about this event, visit go.cotc.edu/healthexpo.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Start the third quarter. Newark trails 30-25. Emma Quackenbush with the basketball. Gives it off to Elena Han. Off to Misha Fauci. Now Eckenrode, right wing. Leah takes it inside. Now to Quackenbush, top of the key. Emma still yet to score in this one. She'll take it into the paint. Han, shoot, got it. Now she's on the board. And it's down to three at 30-27. Weatherwax takes it in, and she gets bumped. Coaches wanted to travel before it happened, but that's going to be Misha's third personal foul. Team foul number one in this third quarter. It was 26-14 when the Cats started to make their run. Got it down to three here. Shot no good. Misha gets another rebound. Cats with a chance if they hit a three to tie. Quackenbush out front. Gives it off to Han. Eckenrode right wing. Fires the three. And it hits every part of the iron but doesn't go in. And the rebound by Jerome. Good look by Leah. Jerome yet to score in this third quarter. We're 90 seconds in. They lead by three, 30-27 in this district semifinal matchup. Looking inside, Weatherwax over goes to Kubowski. And a nice pass inside, and the layup is up and in to Kate Weatherwax. She's now got nine, and it's 32-27. Geller off to hand. Now Quackenbush. Emma. Takes it into the paint, cut off, Eckenrode, left wing. Leah takes it in, good head fake, off the glass, no good. Rebound by Jerome. Taz Zubowski was hampered by Geller, and Callie will get the foul. That'll be her second. Side out for Jerome. Hawk will inbound it. She had 3 points in that first half. 32-27. Jerome leads this one. Ajivic off to the left side. Kazubowski looks to take it into the paint. Her fadeaway way off. Quackenbush the rebound. Not sure that's the shot they were looking for. Cats now trailing by five. Quackenbush looking to make something happen here. But again, not much movement. Now she gets a pitch. She'll take it into the paint. Swings at Eckenrode. Three. Got it. Leah into double figures. She's got 11, and it's down to two. 32-30. Ajivic inside. Weatherwax. No good, but a foul. And we'll see who this one is on. It might be on Fauci, which would be her fourth. Nope, they're going to call it on Quackenbush, and that'll be just her first, so that's good. It will send Kate Weatherwax to the line, the sophomore. Lefty puts the first one up, and around no good. Cats now with three team fouls here in this third quarter. Two more puts Jerome in the double bonus. Kate Weatherwax now ready for her second foul shot. That one also no good, and Quackenbush with the rebound. So once again, Newark a chance to tie, which would be the first time since 2-2, or maybe have a chance to take the lead with a three. Good rally by these girls. They were out of it, and they have come all the way back. Quackenbush no good, but she is fouled, and she'll go to the line for a pair. She took it right to Emma Weatherwax, and she gets the foul. That'll be the first team foul for Jerome in this third quarter, and the first one on Emma. So our Emma to the line for a couple. She's got 2 points on the night. Deep breath, first one, got it. 32-31, Newark down by a point. They trailed by five at halftime. Looking to tie this thing up. Emma's ready, on the way, and it will spin out. So Jerome keeps that lead, 32-31. Kind of reminiscent of the game we watched here earlier this year with Upper Arlington, where the Cats lost by a point. Cats trailed early, made a late run, got right back into it. Three on the way, spins out. Emma battles. It's Fauci that gets the rebound and gives it off to Quackenbush, but she's not able to hold on to it, and it's a turnover. So it'll go back to Jerome. And another thing we talked about this year, if you had two words, not easy. It's just not been easy this year for this ball club, and yet they're still 15-7 and finished second in the league. Shot blocked by Quackenbush. No chance that had. It'll stay with Jerome. Kish is back in for the Celtics. Jazubowski will inbound it. And wide open and up and in, it's Ajivic. She's got 11, so a little bit of breathing room. 34-31 for Dublin. Quackenbush, top of the key. Emma looks to take it in. Here's Hand for a three. Nope. Eckenrode, though, offensive rebound. Again, players go to the floor. Hand gets the loose ball. They'll reset. Gives it off to Quackenbush. Emma, she'll launch a three. Nope. Rebound Jerome. And Kish will bring it across. She'll take it all the way in. Tried to feed it inside. Knocked around. And we'll have a foul on, let's see who they're going to call it on, Geller or Hand. And I think it's on Callie, and that'll be her third, and it is. She's going to have to be careful now. Geller and Fauci each with three, and that's team foul number four. In it goes. Weatherwax a three, short, and I think Kish was able to save it off of Fauci, and she did. Emma, it's a one-on-one. She looks to take it up. Newark leads. Oh, it's been a battle to get there, but finally Newark gets their first lead at 53-52 with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in this district semifinal. Down to the wire we go. And timeout, Jerome. Crowd likes it. 3:45. Come on back. It's a good one. Cats up by one on the home of Newark basketball. K98.7.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville.
We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Jerome with the basketball after the timeout, trailing now by one in a game they've led by as many as 12, including 8 in this fourth quarter, which just has 3:35 left in it. Quackenbush knocks it out of bounds. Jerome basketball. Let's pause for station ID. This is the home of Newark basketball, K98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays at the Jimmy. This district semifinal, Newark up by one, 53-52, 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. And Jerome takes the lead back with Sydney Kish getting her first basket of the night. What a time to get it, to give her team a one-point lead at 54-53. Quackenbush up top, Geller. Off to the left at Hand. Hand, now Eckenrode, top of the key. Leah takes it to the elbow. Nothing available. In trouble. Quackenbush launches three. Nope. And ball inside, controlled by Jerome. They lead it by one, 54-53. 2:38 remains. Hawk looks inside, knocked away. Weatherwax gets it back. Puts up her shot, blocked by Fauchin. 2.5 to go. Jerome up by one, 54-53. Quackenbush in trouble. Elena has it. Top of the key. Here's Geller. Callie. Bounce past Quackenbush, right wing outside the arc. Looking inside. They'll swing it. Eckenrode from 20. Bullseye. Newark up by two. 56-54. Under two to play. Big shot by the sophomore. Looking inside. Nothing there for Jerome. Now here's a three. No good. Battle underneath. Who's going to get it? Out of bounds. Newark basketball. 56-54, Newark by two. That's their largest lead in this game. And Jerome will call a timeout. They will have two left, as does Newark. Foul situation in this fourth quarter. Both teams can continue to be aggressive. Jerome just has two team fouls, Newark with only one. 1:49 to go in this one. Something special about tournament time. Always is. Newark battling back over and over and over. Didn't seem like they had it to start this game, and they just kept grinding. I think that's the best word to do it. And now they have a two-point lead, and they have the basketball. 56-54, our score. Again, the boys are off until March 3rd, and that's when their district action will come into play. They will host Delaware Hayes here tentatively March 3rd. We'll get to that a little bit later. But if it does hold, it'll be March 3rd, 6:45, 7 p.m. here on the home of the Cats. And if you look ahead, if both teams do what many think they will do, the regional semifinal will be round three between Newark and Reynoldsburg, each team winning on their home court, sharing the OCC Buckeye title. But don't bring that up to the coaches. They both got to win two games before that happens. But yeah, fans are salivating. Why wouldn't they? All right, girls inbound it. Eckenrode has it. Leah brings it across the timeline. She'll take it to the right elbow. Cut off, now Quackenbush. 90 seconds to go. Emma into the paint. Elena thought about a three, gives it off to Fauci, and they'll reset. Now it's Quackenbush, right wing outside the arc. Newark by two. Emma looking to post inside. Got it! Used her physical strength. Got the layup, and it's 58-54. Newark by four. A minute 10 to go. Jerome. It's Kish. Up top it goes as they're looking. And now, yep, Jerome's going to call another timeout, so they're down to one. All of a sudden, they're getting a little stagnant on offense. It had been flowing so well, but now things have just kind of tightened up. And, again, not disrespecting them, but, you know, 9-13, they haven't had a lot of wins this year, and you just wonder if they're starting to feel the pressure a little bit. Newark has been in this situation all season long. So Jerome has one timeout left. They're now trail by four at 58-54. It was 49-41. Newark was down by eight. And since then, 17-5 run. So now, we won't say have control, but a little bit of breathing room. Both teams going over their respective offense and defensive plays here. Give a lot of credit, though, to Jerome. They came in here, were not intimidated, came in with a lot of confidence, and they have played a whale of a basketball game, taking Newark to the very end here and making the Wildcats really have to battle. 103 remains in this one. 58-54. Cats by four. Kish will inbound it on the side for Jerome. Gets it in to Kajubowski. Got to watch her with a three. She's hit some big ones. She takes it into the paint. Haynes shoots, no good, but she is fouled. Smart move by the junior. Hey, you're going to come out and defend me in the three. I'm going to take it into the paint. And she has an opportunity to get 2 points with the clock stopped at 57 seconds. And foul is on Fauci. That will be her fifth. And she has five fouls. The one official had given the ball to Kajubowski, and she made the foul shot, but Misha hadn't left the floor yet. So that does not count. So that's kind of the official's fault for not converting with each other. Lily Bies will come in for Misha. She finishes with 5 points. She hit a big three before halftime that's cut that lead to five. That was a bigger three than a lot of people might think. So she had a great game with 5 points, multiple rebounds. Kajubowski, not deterred by that stoppage in play, hits the first foul shot. 58-55. Ready for the second one. Got it. So now they'll put on some pressure. And again, with just two team fouls, they can be aggressive. And what are we calling? Are they saying out of bounds to Jerome? Nope. They are going to call a hold on Kajubowski, which is her fourth. Boy, if you could get her out. And it goes to Quackenbush. Emma facing a double team. And they're going to say she stepped out of bounds before the contact. Oh, my. Jerome gets the ball back at 53 and a half seconds, down by two. Hang on. They'll have the ball in the front court. Kish will inbound it. And it goes to Kajubowski. Puts it up and in. Just like that, we are tied. Heidi Kajubowski having herself a game. Gets 4 quick points, 58 all. 40 seconds to go. Timeout, Newark. She has 24 of her team's 58 points. Cats call a timeout. They're down to one. And at 40.6, who do you look to now? Quackenbush, Geller, Eckenrode. But also Jerome knows the same thing. Emma has had a very good second half. She's got 13. Geller's got 20. And also 22 now for Eckenrode. So the three that have done it all year, probably 95% of the team's offense doing it again tonight. And how about Lily Byes having to come in with under a minute to go after not seeing any action all game? A lot of pressure on her as well. All right, Newark back on the floor. They'll inbound it in front of the Newark bench. 40.6 seconds remain. Fourth quarter, district semifinal. We are tied at 58. Eckenrode is ready. Gets the ball from the official. Got to get it in. Got to get it in. And she does to Quackenbush at half court. Emma with Kish on her. She dribbles to the right wing. Takes it into the paint. Cut off. Now Geller. Top of the key. Byes. Lily in trouble. Over to Eckenrode. 28 seconds. Eckenrode keeps her dribble out near half court. Cats playing for one. And that's a foul. But it's again, they've got fouls to play with. So that's not a bad foul at all by Jerome. Rachel Browning, who's just checked in, gets that foul. 22.3. Each team has a timeout left. Quackenbush inbounds on the side in front of the Newark bench. 58 all. Emma, and it goes to Geller. 20 seconds. Callie out near half court. Dribbles to the left side to Eckenrode. 12 seconds. Leah keeps her dribble, takes it into the paint, puts up the runner, short. Byes battles for the rebound, and we're going to have a foul on Newark. I believe it's going to be on Lily, but again, not in a shooting situation. No double bonus, but it does give the ball to Jerome. They'll use their final timeout with 6 seconds to go. They will have it in the backcourt, so they'll have to bring it the length of the court. And we'll see what happens here with 6 seconds to go, tied at 58. It was a good look by Eckenrode, just came up a bit short. Battle for the loose ball, and it was a good call. Lily did foul her, but that's just the third team foul, so you stopped a break from happening. Newark does have one timeout in their back pocket. You've got it. Well, they've got multiple double-figure scores here, but I've got to think Kajubowski is the main threat with the 24 points. Weatherwax Emma, she's got 10. Her sister Kate, she's got 13. Ajivich has been a little bit quiet in this second half. She has 11. Kish will inbound it. Cats full court press. 58 all, 6 seconds to go. Kish looks to inbound it, and she does. Kajubowski in trouble. Loose ball. 2 seconds. Geller gets it near half court. Off to Quackenbush. Shot is short. We are headed to extra time. Cats with good pressure defense. Kajubowski lost the handle. Went to Geller right near half court. Unable to do anything with it. It went to Emma, but her shot was even after the buzzer. So these teams cannot decide it in regulation. We're going to head to overtime, tied at 58. So we have one player that's fouled out, that being for Newark, Misha Fauci. And the coaches getting their teams together now to talk about this. It has been one tense basketball game. Again, Jerome has led almost the entire way. Newark finally got their first lead at 56-54. They were able to get it to 58-54 before Heidi Kajubowski got herself two foul shots. Then after a steal, laid it up and in, tied at 58, and that's where we're at. Jerome's had as much as a 12-point lead. Newark has rallied. Jerome led by 5 at halftime, and it has been a slugfest. Winner to the district final Saturday afternoon at Ohio Dominican. But we have no idea. Take care of the 17 seed Dublin Jerome in overtime, a final of 68-59. Jerome started out strong. They led 15-9 after one. Lead got up to 12 in the second quarter, and it was at 5 at halftime, 30-25. Cats made a run in the third quarter, tied it at 34, but again, Jerome hit a couple of big threes, and they had the lead going into the fourth, once again by 5. Newark was able to rally, took a 58-54 lead late, but Jerome just would not go away. They were able to get the 4 points to get it to overtime, and then it was the Leah Eckenrode show in overtime, hitting big basket after big basket, and also two huge rebounds by Lily Byes coming off the bench. She had not played all night, and then Misha Fauci fouls out. She's got to get in with a minute to go in the fourth quarter, and she stayed in, got a huge offensive rebound in overtime, setting up a three by Leah Eckenrode, and then a defensive rebound, an alternate possession on a jump ball, gave it over to Newark, and they go on to the 68-59 victory. They are now 16-7 as they advance to the district final, taking on either Grove City or Lancaster. They played Grove City in game two and lost by 4. They swept the season series in the OCC Buckeye over Lancaster. So we'll see who they do play on Saturday. That game will be right here on the home of the Cats with the pregame at 12:45 and the tip from Ohio Dominican at 1 p.m. Heidi Kazabowski, she had a tremendous game for Jerome. She finishes with 19 points, 13 points for Kate Weatherwax, 12 points for Meadow Ajivich, 10 points for Emma Weatherwax, 3 points for Lennon Hawk, 2 points for Sydney Kish. Give them a lot of credit. They came in here and played a heck of a basketball game. 27 points for Leah Eckenrode. She started out slow, but she really turned it on. 22 points for Callie Geller. 14 points all in the second half in overtime for Emma Quackenbush. And 5 points for Misha Fauci off the bench. So that'll do it here from the Jimmy as the Cats move on Saturday to play at Ohio Dominican versus either Grove City or Lancaster. Again, 12:45 is the pregame. 1 o'clock is the tip. Alicia, great job back in the studio. Thank you so much. We will now get ready for Ohio State basketball. The Buckeyes taking on the Hawkeyes. That's next. Again, your final from the Jimmy. Newark 68. And Dublin Jerome 59. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Wednesday evening, everyone. This is the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store.
Bullseye!
Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.